latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. First up, and skipper Vincent Kompany has warned they cannot afford to rest on their huge Premier League lead. Following Manchester United's 2-2 draw with Burnley on Boxing Day, City head to Newcastle on Wednesday, knowing that a victory could move them 15 points clear at the top of the table. Even so, the City captain knows from personal experience that big advantages can quickly evaporate, much like in 2012, when City overcame an 8-point deficit to win the title. He said, "I don't know if everyone will remember, but it was 6 games left, and we were at 8 points behind, so that's why I am always the first to come in and say, no guys, we can't really take the foot off the gas. We push, we push, we push, and no one has the right to let their performances down or their guard down." Moving on to the team news ahead of the trip to Newcastle, and there are no new injury problems for Pep Guardiola to deal with. Following Saturday's 4-0 thumping of Bournemouth, Guardiola could resist the temptation to rotate his squad, although Gabby Jesus is pushing for a return to the starting lineup. Defender John Stones is back in training after a hamstring injury, but the game is likely to come too soon for him, while skipper Kompany, who returned from injury after 3 games out against the Cherries, is not certain to play his second match in quick succession. Finally, Yaya Toure will not leave the club in January, according to his agent, Dimitri Seluk. The 34-year-old midfielder has 6 months left on his contract at the Etihad, and Toure is determined to become a 3-time Premier League champion. He is also said to be enjoying his role in helping City's young players progress, and Seluk said, "Everything is good at City. He will 100% stay. He wants to be a 3-time champion of the Premier League, but he is also enjoying using his experience to help the young players at the club."